USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will be in New York City's Lower Manhattan tomorrow for the ceremony commemorating the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The ceremony includes the reading of the names of the nearly 3,000 people who were killed on 9/11. There will be moments of silence and bell tolls. The ceremony will largely be similar to what it has been in the past. This as Senator Chuck Schumer is in Manhattan to discuss the 9/11 First Responder and Survivor Health Funding Correction Act, the Senate Majority Leader explaining the reason the bill needs to be passed.
The number of people sick and dying has greatly increased, and the cost of medical care, which we don't want to skimp on for one nickel, greatly increased, so we need more dollars now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Republicans are continuing to push back on President Biden's call for vaccine mandates.
The Republican National Committee says it will sue the Biden administration over the COVID vaccine mandates that the president announced on Thursday. In a statement, RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel called the mandate unconstitutional and said that the RNC would sue when it goes into effect to protect Americans and their liberties. The president announced Thursday that all federal workers and contractors would be required to get vaccinated, along with new rules from the Department of Labor that would require employers with more than 100 employees to mandate vaccinations or perform weekly testing. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
U.S. travelers who aren't vaccinated against the coronavirus are facing new restrictions in France, the country now requiring a negative COVID-19 test before traveling. That's in addition to a 7-day quarantine after entering France if the traveler has an essential reason for being there. This comes after France moved the U.S. and Israel down to its orange list. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
People born at least a quarter century ago probably remember the exact details of what they were doing on that beautiful blue September day in 2001 when terror was unleashed across the country. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Garrett Graff. He's author of a new book titled The Only Plane in the Sky, an oral history of 9/11, and one of the things we discussed was keeping the memory alive of what happened on that day and how his book tries to do that.
I had written an article in 2016 for Politico magazine about being aboard Air Force One with the president that day. And I had a young Army veteran write in who had explained that he was in middle school on 9/11 and joined the military and been deployed three times, twice to Afghanistan, once to Iraq, and yet had never really understood until he'd read that original article the trauma that the nation felt that day. And I was just amazed to think of what it must be like to be one of these young servicemen or women in Iraq or Afghanistan who is not old enough to really have strong memories of 9/11 themselves. I mean, that's something that the country has never experienced before. I mean, everyone who fought in World War II remembered Pearl Harbor. Everyone who fought in the Civil War remembered Fort Sumter, knew why they were fighting and had felt the had felt the national motivation to do that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.